Hello, everyone. This is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 61 of my podcast show, In the Know. This is a short-form podcast show which is aimed at putting people in the know with a variety of topics, using my experiences and viewpoints in life to put people in that know. Now, what is in the know? It's using my understanding of the experiences to guide you through the world. The following is the intro speech into the topic of today, and that introduction speech is regarding why teachers aren't compensated more for their work. In the space of academia, you would think, especially with regards to college professors, that they would earn more money. But college is not a place where you can earn a lot of money. Unless you're the executives at the top or people deep within the athletic departments. Because if you are an English professor or literature professor, there's not much to be made from this career path. So, why is there such little money to be made from education? Well, the big reason is that educators on the campuses are not making money based on the students paying them. They work for the university, then the university offers them a pay. So the professor cannot set their own prices. Why more teachers aren't compensated for their work. Let's look at something. Education versus career. As a college student, you seem to think that just because we went to college and spent a lot of money to get the degree, it should translate into something. Your degree might actually end up being more expensive than the value of degree in the real world. And when it comes to teachers, they're spending way too much money on their degree that will not be worth anything once they step into the real world that can pay back their education. Our educators should not be spending the amount of money on sheets of paper, knowing that teachers don't earn much. When educators went to school decades ago, they didn't have to pay as much money. Now we're spending money on experiences instead of actually work-related skills. And this is a major contributor as to why educators struggle after college. Let's look at next, education quality. This is not about the education that the teacher will receive. This is about the education that the student gets from their school. And there are teachers who want to work in the most problematic school districts so they can make a difference. But you do need to know that this will come with a very low pay. So be prepared to be living at home with roommates or less than adequate housing. Even teachers working in good schools are not making that much money for themselves. How well do the schools perform, though, is a very important aspect of your career. You should also be willing to observe the test taking of the students. The school will be given a grade on the basis of how well the students take the tests. Low grades mean that for an overall school and vice versa. Location, location, location. Depending on where you live, you cannot expect to make much money in your profession. And when looking at these various states, the top 10 places where you'd be compensated the least are as follows. As reported back in the month of September 2020, with South Carolina standing at the 10th spot with $50,375. Next is the state of Utah with an annual income just below Carolina and less money per spending for the student as well. The state is Missouri, coming next at $50,064, even though the amount of money spent to educate children is higher than Utah and almost as much as Carolina. Next comes Arizona, followed by Kansas. Then the top states are as follows: South Dakota, $48,786, and in fourth is Florida with $48,395 of income. In third place is the state of New Mexico, with West Virginia in second. And at number one, the poorest state in the union, Mississippi. Mississippi has an annual income of $45,576 for teachers. With the government taking taxes out, this means they are barely surviving. No product, service to sell. Sad reality when it comes to school is that these are not places where income is generated. They are places where the state is putting in and not getting anything in return, except the idea that children may go on to do something in life. And even if they do, most children don't give back to their alma mater. And that is just the high schools. Now, when you're talking about college, the only place that truly generates revenue is college athletics. What's further frustrating is that even the college athletes themselves are not valuable just as students. They spend most of their time playing the sport in school and less time in class. So until the schools can find a better way to bring a constant stream of revenue for the kids being in school, then it will continue to slack funding. Colleges themselves make a lot of money because they are selling an experience. It's difficult to do this with education less than college unless it's private. People leaving the workforce. So there are so many educators that are not being compensated for their work. You're starting to see a lot of them choose different career paths. It's a tough thing for them to do because so many wanted to make a difference in the lives of children. But the teacher has to survive in order to be able to perform at their job as well. Yet it does not seem to go through the minds of the government. They don't feel it's valuable enough for them to pay you more. So why work the job? Chances are the teacher has children themselves. How are they supposed to raise their families on such low wages? Now, granted, some teachers have significant others that are able to subsidize the living on the other end. But we can't bank on people having spouses to care for them because they don't make enough money. And since the pay is so low, why go to college for something that would never allow you to fully survive? Next topic, giving everyone a curve on grades. As a school teacher, when you grade, then create a curve to aid in the grading process, it lowers the value of the course. You have to allow people to fail, because when you don't fail people, what is the real value of the course? You're trying to help students, but what you do is make people further see the uselessness of the courses. Last but not least, academic views of a nation. The more time passes, we're starting to see the lack of a need for school. Just think about all the information that is out on the internet. This is all free, and it will render a lot of schools useless. That is, unless the information that is on the internet becomes too accessible that we have to start paying for the information you need to earn a living. Because going to school for engineering and medicine is still a necessity. But why are children going to college for courses like English, humanities, and history majors? These are academic courses and majors that are far too ambiguous to actually choose a career path. The college choice must be targeted as something that can use to grow from. But above all, we as a society need to see value attached, which is becoming harder and harder to believe. With this end statement, why we all have to understand why teachers don't earn more money. See, the biggest reason as to why the educators in our country are not compensated is because there is no real revenue stream for the system to make money. And that is sad, but America is still a capitalistic society. For these reasons, many young people have quit their jobs because they cannot afford to survive off of the teacher's salary. The student loan debt attached is more than the amount of money the educator will even make in their career. You will never get people to pursue teaching when the cost of education is worth more than the salary attached. Now, on the other hand, you will continue to have degree-seeking people go for the role as an educator because they still want to make a difference in the lives of young people. So, thanks for listening to In the Know. I can't wait to bring the next episode where we talk about why students need to want to be successful more than their parents want them to be successful.